Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor each week on the Lucy Ann Lance Show. You are listening to Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. It all began back in 1968. Jerry Mrzynski and Harold Peplaw, they opened Ann Arbor Carpets. It's been a mainstay for homeowners and businesses for all of their Ann Arbor flooring needs all these years later. And still family-owned, teamed up with Flooring America now as well, providing even more might. And joining us is Tom Mitchell to talk about the latest for your floors. Tom, this has been an incredible year for all of us. There's no question about it. But I think for the home improvement industry, you actually saw an uptick in business. What was that?
Absolutely. I think, as we were warned by the Flooring America people in the front office, that once we came out of the 2-month shutdown last year, be prepared, because people have been sitting at home looking at things going, we need to fix this, or you know what, let's remodel instead of move. You know, all those kind of things came into play, and it hasn't stopped.
Isn't that amazing? And they knew it. They knew exactly what we were all going to be thinking at that point. So I'm really glad. I'm glad that some industries were able to do well during the pandemic, and you're still quite busy. How far out are you on projects generally?
If we're looking at carpet installations, we're looking at 6 to 8 weeks, depending on size of jobs and things like that, and availability of carpet, which has been slight off because the mills are only operating at partial because they have to have their distancing going on in the mills too. So, you know, it's a matter of getting product here, but you know, you're 6 to 8 weeks for carpet, 4 to 6 weeks on doing most hard surface projects. So, and we've run into the issue of, you know, installers thinking they may have had COVID and got sick, and we didn't want them coming in here, but they got tested, they were fine, but we didn't want them, you know, so, you know, we lose, you know, a few days with a guy getting sick, and right, we don't want them in here or in a customer's house.
Just in case. Absolutely. So you're right. You have to go through all the protocol. And so it isn't really business as usual, but it's nice to see, though, that business in some cases increased for a lot of these home improvement places. Let's talk a little bit about the fact that usually every year new products come out and new styles and new colors. Last year, that didn't happen because of what was going on.
Yeah, it kind of slowed things down a little bit last year. We're starting to see right now filtering in new styles in carpet, you know, particularly, you know, more of the waterproof back carpets. There's also in the works, quote unquote, and we've seen, you know, test carpets that already have the backing, the carpet pad attached to it, that don't have to be stretched in like a typical carpet.
Oh, really?
They haven't perfected that yet, though. You know, they keep saying, yeah, we're going to come out with it, but we haven't seen it on the market yet.
What do you think the stumbling blocks are right now? It seems to me that if you have it attached to it, there's a chance of buckling or, you
know. Yeah, I think that they haven't perfected that portion of it.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
But that's going to be interesting.
The waterproof backing is great because, you know, at that point in time, you know, we have some upgraded pads that we could also use on regular carpets to prevent moisture from soaking into a pad. With this waterproof back carpet, you just need to use your standard pad, and you don't have to, you know, pay that upgraded charge.
Really? And it really works?
It really does work. There's no doubt about it.
Will you explain?
Pour the water on it, it just runs off. So
that's amazing. Will you explain, though, for people that don't understand, especially because, you know, usually buying carpets or doing flooring and all that, that's, you know, once every decade or so for people. What is the importance of a really good pad, and what thickness should you have?
Majority, you know, you can get pads that are anywhere. Well, they have some that are 1/4 inch, and they're basically really not very good pads at that point in time. A good pad would be 1/2 inch thick, 7/16 or 1/2 inch thick. It's the density of the pad. That 8-pound density is the standard in the industry. That is a good pad for anything. Mm-hmm. And at that 8-pound density, you can get upgrades. You can get a pad that's got a spill guard on it, that it's a very comfortable pad, but it doesn't allow any moisture to soak into that pad. Particularly, you know, if you have kids that spill, or, you know, family rooms where somebody's eating in or something like that, and you spill something, you can clean the carpet up fairly quickly when it does that. Mm-hmm. They also have another pad, really particular with pets, that's a Stainmaster pad that also has that spill guard, but it's got odor eater built into the spill guard. So if a pet, you know, urinates on your floor or something like that, odor eater starts attacking that stain and that odor right away. So you don't get that build up. Like, you know, you've seen cats, and we've run into it all the time, where cats find a spot in a room and that's their favorite spot.
Right. So,
and, but this helps with that. It's a tremendous help with that. So,
does the cost go up markedly for those kinds of products?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's not quite double what a standard pad would be, but pretty close to it to get to those upgraded pads. But in the long run, if there are pets, it is well worth it. You're not replacing your carpet and your padding, you know, right, nearly as fast. And a good pad will make a carpet last a lot longer. You know, with the warranties that we have on the Flooring America side of carpets, the warranties they have, they rate all their carpets 1-star through 5-star. Every star, 5 years of warranty. And they're very good about honoring those warranties. And particularly with the 5-star products, if a customer, we get an install done and they look at it and go, I really can't stand this color, Flooring America replaces it.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
That's
they'll
pretty
replace
good.
It.
That's
no
great.
Cost.
See, that was
the whole thing, the labor, yeah, everything.
That's the power of the partnership that Ann Arbor Carpets has with Flooring America.
Yeah. Right. You know, if there's a defect in the carpet too, you know, a year from now, there's a defect in the carpet, you know, it crushes down faster than it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of it.
Wow. So, that's really great. In a moment, I'm going to give the website for Ann Arbor Carpets Flooring America so people can see some of your product lines. But I want to hear about some of those new styles and colors that are coming out.
They're coming out. The carpet styles are getting into more, you know, some pattern kind of things, which in the past, you know, people got away from patterns for a while. Now they're starting to come back, and they look really elegant when you actually see them. They're very elegant looking, and you'll see them more in family rooms and things like that. Now, where people were going kind of basic carpets in family room, now you're seeing, as particularly some of these homes that you're seeing built now, some of these family rooms, they're getting really nice looking carpet put in them with these carpets. And then you get the other thing that's really attacked the market has been the luxury vinyl tile and plank, which are 100% waterproof. They're a floating floor. They look so realistic. More and more, even in new homes that we're putting them in, instead of hardwood, we're putting those kind of floors in. They're great with scratch resistance. They're waterproof. They're great with kids. They're great with pets. They really stand out, and they look so realistic. And they've just recently come out with a couple new tile looks that are very, very,
how
very
do you,
cool.
How
very
do you,
cool. I guess that's the way to say
it. Yeah, it sounds great. But how does a customer know that a luxury vinyl plank or tile is a good quality one, that it is going to have that realistic look to it? What are you looking for?
Well, a lot of them, some of the ones you'll run into are very smooth and they're kind of plastic looking. The majority of the ones that we have in here are textured so that they actually look, the grain actually stands out when you touch them. Mm-hmm. They wear extremely well. You want, you know, most of them have the mill layer on top. 20 to 22 mil wear layers on these products are extremely good. And you can get some products which are more down towards the builder grade, which are 12 to 15 mil. They aren't going to wear nearly as long as what the 20 mil and the 22 mil are going to wear. They're all very, very good. And don't get me wrong, but the heavier mill, the more clear layers of plastic on top, the more better it's going to wear.
Yeah. And again, waterproof, it's much, much different 100%. Than wood, right?
They look like wood, but they're 100% wet. They're vinyl.
Wow.
With a core on them that's 100% water. You could take the plank, soak it in a bucket of water, and it's not going to change it at all. It's not going to expand or contract or warp or anything like that.
It's obvious to our listeners that Tom Mitchell, our guest from Ann Arbor Carpets Flooring America, has been doing this for a very long time. He's so knowledgeable. How many years now have you worked there?
This would be 32.
32 years now. Congratulations to you. Thanks. Almost as long as the company's been around, which is over 50 years now.
Yeah.
That's great. And of course, I mentioned the Merzinski family still running it to this day. Talk a little bit about the owners.
Jerry's pretty much retired. We, you know, all winter long, he's in Florida, so we don't see him during the winter or during the summer. He'll be in here. He'll come in here usually a couple hours in the morning, say hi to everybody, see what's going on. But Jenny is very involved. She's very involved in Flooring America also with some of the boards that she's on there. And we do some other, you know, the Habitat for Humanity. We're very big into that. and they have the Women's Day and everything, and she always goes and works.
She gets a team of women together to work on houses for people.
My wife has been on that team, so.
Oh, that's great.
My wife and daughter-in-law both have gone. So.
How fantastic. And Jenny just is so giving, and great Ann Arbor family, and they've just done a wonderful job with their business. Jenny is Jerry's daughter. Tom, the industry itself, is there anything new coming out, or do you see it going a certain direction? I mean, it seems like we get new products in a lot. Is there anything that's coming down the pike that we might not have heard about when it comes to flooring products?
I haven't, you know, we're not quite privy to all that info yet. I know that we read trade magazines and stuff, and they have ideas, but nobody's really shown us anything. You know, the biggest issue facing our industry and all the other construction industries themselves is finding people to work. It really is. Our work staff is getting older. Our installers are all getting older. Trying to get some younger people involved to actually realize they don't have to go to college to make a whole lot of money doing some of these things in here, be it an electrician, being it a plumber, being a carpet installation guy or a hard surface installation guy. Our guys make a lot of money. They do very well for themselves. And some college isn't meant for everybody. So we would really love to see kids start getting involved in this.
Well, and I know the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor endeavors to get young people involved in the trades as well and pair them up with companies like yours to show them the way. And there are opportunities out there for these kinds of things. And I urge people to go to BraggAnnArbor.com to learn more. If someone's interested, though, to get into the flooring industry, is it as simple as talking with you folks at Ann Arbor Carpets?
Yeah, a lot of times, we'll have a young kid that thinks he wants to start, and we may pair him up with an installer to work for a few days and see what he likes and see if it's something that he's interested in.
That is phenomenal. And like many businesses, you're hiring. Everyone's hiring right now.
Yes, we are.
Just not enough workers out there. It's just amazing phenomenon.
We're looking for salespeople as well as installers.
Excellent. You can go to AnnArbor-FlooringAmerica.com. That's AnnArbor-FlooringAmerica.com. And that'll get you right into the Ann Arbor Carpets Flooring America website and get more information on their store hours. They're located on State Circle, just south of Briarwood Mall in Ann Arbor. And just a wonderful company. You started down on North Main Street in downtown Ann Arbor and then moved to the State Circle, I believe. Yeah.
This building used to be, it was a Coca-Cola distributor at one point, and it was also a peanut factory at one point.
I didn't know that.
That was before the exit ramp was even at State Street. It was, the building was here.
For I-94. Oh, my gosh. A little bit of history I didn't know, Tom. I'm glad you shared that with us. Thank you. Tom Mitchell from Ann Arbor Carpets Flooring America. Wonderful talking with you. Thanks for joining us on our Around the Home segment.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor Stock Station, 1290 WLBY.